It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, as we come to you live from SUNY Oneonta. It is the Section 4 Class D boys semi tonight. We have two contests. We'll have both games right here on the radio and on WCDOsports.com. Our first game tonight features one seed Newfield and four seed Delhi. And the nightcap at 7:45 will have two seed South Courtright and three seed Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, folks, I'm looking forward to a great game here tonight. I've been looking forward to watching Newfield all season long. They have just been a fantastic story, really, since last year when they came in kind of an underdog here to the Section 4 semifinals. They knocked off undefeated South Courtright and went on a Cinderella run, which included a championship final victory in a close one over the Delhi Bulldogs. They then went all the way to the state championship before falling in the state championship game, and it was just one of those magical runs that you have for a small-town sports team. And it was a ton of fun. I got to watch him a little bit down in Binghamton when we were still covering the Cooperstown boys. And it was just fun to see a team from Section 4 Class D get all the way to the state championship game. So they are going to be a very tough team to beat here, no matter who gets to face them, whether it's Delhi tonight or if Newfield advances to the championship game, if SK or GMU gets a shot at them. I think they're going to be a very tough team. They're the number one team for a reason. They've been state ranked all year. They had a first round bye, and they cruised past Hunter Tannersville, who was the eighth seed in the quarterfinal round. They did a really nice job, and it's going to be a tall task for Delhi here tonight. This is one thing I'll say, though, about the Delhi Bulldogs, is that they play in a very tough league, along with a lot of Class C schools, much like Moravia does in the IAC with C's and B schools. But they've been battle-tested. They've gone out and played some tough non-conference teams. They've had to battle a lot with Walton, who's the number one seed in the Class C Section 4 boys tournament. And so they're battle-tested. They're going to come in here tonight, and certainly having a big guy like Nate Kraft on the inside, one of the most dominant big men in the local area here, is going to really, I think, give Delhi a little bit of an edge on the inside. He's going to be battling with Quintel Clements and a couple other tough guys for Newfield down low, but Kraft is the real deal. So if he has a huge night, that could be really, really big here for Delhi. We'll also be keeping you updated on the Class C games, which involve Walton and Unadilla Valley. Those games are out at SUNY Cortland tonight. Also want to keep an eye on the Oneonta boys. They are in the Class B semifinals. They're down at Seton Catholic tonight. So we'll do our best to keep you updated here as well as on Twitter. And I want to welcome in all our listeners on WCDOsports.com. But I know we have a lot of Newfield listeners who are tuning in. So thanks for following me on Twitter and for jumping on the web stream here tonight as well. So the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, we're going to take a break, pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. And we'll be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 at chambersohara.com.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabideau Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabideau at 1-855-Rabideau.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight from the Section 4 Class D Boys Semifinals. We'll have the 6 o'clock game featuring number 1 Newfield and number 4 Delhi. Then at 7:45, we'll be back with the 2 seed South Courtright taking on the 3 seed at Gilbertsville Mount Upton. And it's going to be a fun week, folks. We will be back here tomorrow night for the girls' Class D semifinals, same time, 6 and 7:45. Then on Saturday, we'll be back here for the Class D finals. And then on Sunday, yes, Sunday, we'll have the Class C finals from SUNY Cortland. So it really worked out well this year that we're able to follow as many of our local teams as possible, with the D games being here, and then the finals especially, with the Ds on Saturday, the Cs on Sunday. And then whoever moves on to states will hopefully have a nice chance to follow them as well. Let's get into our starting lineups here. First for Delhi, the 4 seed, sophomore number 2, Tyler Bruce. Senior number 4, Christian Aloisio. Freshman number 10, Alex Haight. Junior number 12, Connor Akins. And a senior number 40, Nate Kraft, for head coach Warren Kelly. On the other side for the Newfield Trojans, they start with freshman number 1, Jacob Humble. Senior number 3, Gregory Maravec. They have sophomore number 11, Joshua Wood. They have sophomore number 21, LaRon Boykin. And senior number 24, Quintel Clements, for head coach Chris Bubble. And I've heard through the grapevine the last couple of weeks that Stephen LaBarge, who was such a big part of that championship run last year, a key starter, I believe he is out for this contest. Hurt his knee and was unable to go forward and play for the rest of the season. Heard it was a football injury that then turned into more of a basketball injury. So we'll hope that Stephen recovers well and into the future here. And maybe his future college career. He always struck me as a player that could maybe play at the next level as well. So we are all set to go. Newfield is the 1 seed, so they're in the home white uniforms with the green trim. Says Newfield in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. Delhi is in the maroon uniforms with the white trim. Says Bulldogs in white lettering across the front of the chest. And we are about to jump things up here between Newfield and Delhi, the Section 4 Class D Boys Semifinals. Set to be a lot of fun here, and we'll have GMU and South Courtright at 7:45. All these teams travel really well, so it's a packed house here tonight at SUNY Onia. It's a lot of fun. Newfield, you know, pretty much a two-and-a-half-hour drive for them. See a lot of green and white in the stands here. Delhi always travels well with the maroon and the white. And I think later, of course, SK usually brings their whole community, and I know GMU is pretty fired up as well. So it's going to be a loud and busy night here tonight at SUNY Oneonta. Nate Kraft will jump it up at midcourt for Delhi. Quintel Clements will jump it up for Newfield, and we're underway. These two teams met in the finals last year. This year it's the semis. They're underway as Clements wins the opening tip, quickly gets it back to Maravec to the right side of the floor. They'll pass to Clements at the high post. He's going to dribble drive down low, kick one back out for Jacob Humble. The freshman for 3 straight away, no good. Rebound for Kraft, and Delhi is looking to run. Aloisio right side of the floor. Passes down low, and out of bounds was Tyler Bruce. Looks like he was going to have an easy layup, but his foot was on the end line as Delhi goes left to right. And Delhi is going to bring a little 2-1-2 pressure here, full court. Newfield looking to bring it up the floor on the right side here with Maravec. Crosses the midcourt timeline in front of the scorer's table. We're scoreless 30 seconds in between Delhi and Newfield, the boys' Class D, Section 4 semis. Right side of the floor for Maravec. Left side for Josh Wood. Down low, a backdoor cut by Maravec. Executed to perfection. Easy layup, and it's 2-0 Newfield with 7:10 to go in the first quarter. Delhi brings it back up the floor with Alex Haight. Little 2-3 zone here for Newfield on defense. Here's Tyler Bruce, goes to the high post for Connor Aiken. Pull-up jumper, left it short. Rebound is loose on the floor. Tapped out of bounds, going to go back to Newfield. With exactly 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, a 2-0 lead for Newfield over Delhi. Now Stephen LaBarge, I'm just told on Twitter, just had his ACL surgery last week. So we wish him well, as I was always impressed with him last year. So glad to see he's on the road to recovery. Back up the floor for Newfield with Maravec. A little 360 spin. Maravec passes down low. An easy another look at it here for Boykin. Couldn't get the shot to go, though, and a rebound for Delhi. Quickly back up the floor for Aikens after that missed layup. Aikens dribbles into trouble, stolen away here by Newfield. Newfield back across the midcourt timeline. Humble down low, finds Maravec hanging in the paint. Couldn't get it to go. Clements skies for a rebound. Gets tied up. A jump ball is going to give the possession back to Delhi with 6.5 to go in the second quarter, or the first quarter, I should say. A 2-0 lead for Newfield over Delhi here in the opening frame. And Delhi will bring it back up the floor. Newfield with good size in their guard play. Delhi guards are a little smaller, and see if this very active zone will pay dividends on defense for Newfield. 6:20 to go, first quarter. 2-0 lead for Newfield over Delhi. Back across, Tyler Bruce. No, intercepted. Back up the floor here for Boykin. Boykin trying to go coast to coast. Couldn't get it to go on the layup. And a rebound for Clements. Clements down low. Puts this one off the glass. That one rolls out. Rebound for Nate Kraft, and Delhi looking to run. No, stolen back here by Newfield, but a traveling violation on Josh Wood. And they'll give it back to Delhi. So you can see some of those early nerves here between Delhi and Newfield. Newfield missing some early layups. I've always said I've played in this building. The rims are really tight here, so unless it's a perfect shot, even a layup doesn't go down sometimes here. 5:55 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 lead for Newfield over the Delhi Bulldogs. Newfield the one seed, Delhi the four. Here's Bruce in the corner. Tyler Bruce to the high post for Aloisio. Kraft is being guarded down low by Clements. Good battle between those two big men. 15 on the shot clock. Here is Alex Haight left side. Now for Connor Aiken. Aikens into the paint, hanging jumper, no good. Kraft rebound, puts it up, and it was swatted away. Ball is loose. It'll stay with Delhi, and they'll get a fresh 35. Aloisio right to the rim. Puts this one up, and it rolls out. And now a rebound opportunity. Newfield will scoop it up and bring it back up with Clements. So both teams struggling with the tight rims here at SUNY Oneonta to start things off. With 5:15 to go in the first quarter, it's Newfield 2 and Delhi nothing. Here's Maravec straight away, closely guarded by Alex Haight. Little man-to-man defense now for Delhi. Give and go. They go to Clements. Skips it back across. Three-pointer for Jacob Humble. Left it short. Rebound is loose. Comes down low for Josh Wood, and he's fouled on the rebound opportunity. And we'll go to the line. With 5:02 to go in the first quarter, Newfield leading 2-0. Opportunity like this at the line might help Newfield get their feet underneath them here. Get a couple of buckets to go. Get that momentum. Newfield the one seed, Delhi the four. Thanks for joining us here tonight as the first shot is up and good for Josh Wood. So Delhi takes an early 3-0 lead with 3 minutes gone in the opening quarter here at SUNY Oneonta, the Section 4 Class D boys semifinals, as Wood goes 2-for-2. And Newfield takes a 4-0 lead over Delhi with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Aloisio across the half-court timeline, goes for Tyler Bruce. Back for Aloisio. Delhi still looking to figure out this 2-3 zone that Newfield is throwing at. Here's Aloisio, top of the key. Aloisio, chest pass for Haight. Now to Bruce in the right side corner. Pull-up three for Bruce is off the mark. Rebound on the floor. Maravec is there. Brings it back across the half-court timeline. Trying to go coast-to-coast, and he's fouled with 4:35 to go in the first quarter. Couldn't get the shot to go. Looks like he'll head to the line with Newfield leading 4-0. Again, Delhi just hasn't figured out that very active 2-3 zone. They've gotten a couple of good looks early, but nothing has fallen so far for the Bulldogs. Newfield leading 4-0 with the senior, Greg Maravec, to the line. First shot is good for Maravec, and he has 3 of the 5 points. Newfield out to a 5-0 lead here over Delhi. Second shot coming for Maravec, the senior at the line, and he goes 2-for-2. So Maravec gives Newfield a 6-0 lead over Delhi. 4.5 to go in the first quarter here tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining me. Here's Aloisio for Delhi at the top of the key for Aikens left side. Aikens in front of the new field bench goes back to Aloisio. They threw it into the backcourt, though. Aloisio's going to let this one roll out of bounds. It would have been a backcourt anyways. And it goes back to Newfield with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Delhi with no rhythm to start this game so far. Newfield struggling shooting the ball, but they've chipped away a little bit at a time, and they lead 6-0. To the top of the key now for Jacob Humble. Humble far side for Marovic. Gets in the paint. The pretty little finger roll is up and good for Marovic. He's got 6 points, and it's Newfield 8, Delhi nothing. Halfway through the first quarter. Here's Aloisio back down the floor. On the baseline now, we'll go down low for Nate Kraft. Kraft tries a backdoor cut there for Aikens. It rolls out of bounds through his hands, and the ball back to Newfield with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Newfield leading Delhi 8-0. Newfield will bring it up against the press break here. Delhi kind of backing it off a little bit for Jacob Humble. Humble across the half-court timeline. Humble to the top of the key. Getting worked on by Tyler Bruce up near midcourt. Slapped out of bounds. Last touched by Humble. And it's going to go back to Delhi, much to the delight of the DA fans on the far side of the gym here at SUNY Oneonta. So that kind of woke them out of an early slumber as it's Newfield 8, Delhi nothing. 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Top of the key for Alex Haight. Delhi still looking for their first bucket of the opening quarter. Here's Haight on the left side. Goes back for Tyler Bruce, 20 on the shot clock, 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Aloisio in the corner now. Aloisio for Connor Aikens, finds Kraft down low. The left-handed layup is good for Nate Kraft. Delhi gets on the board, and it's 8-2 with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Newfield back up the floor, looking for Marovic. Marovic to Clements. He is double-teamed near midcourt, looking to skip it back across, and finds Josh Wood. Wood down low, pass intercepted as he tried to zip it across the baseline there for Humble. Tyler Bruce steals it for Delhi. Here's Aloisio in the paint. Behind the back pass for Nate Kraft was too far in front of him and out of bounds. A little too fancy there for Aloisio. And the ball back here to the Newfield Trojans with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Newfield 8, Delhi 2. Newfield got all the way to the state championship last year. Champions of Section 4. They even had to play a sub-regional game, so that's an extra game in states they had to win. And they still got all the way to the title game. They'll miss a jumper here on that far side with Boykin. Ball tapped out of bounds. Let's see. It's going to stay with Newfield, it looks like, with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Delhi was chasing that rebound, but it was tipped out of play. And Marovic will get it back to the left side. Passing down low, looking for Wood. Wood back out for Marovic for a three, and he's got 9 points. With 2.5 to go in the first quarter, Newfield takes an 11-2 lead. And Aloisio will come across the half-court timeline. Delhi looking to get back in this ballgame as they trail early here in the semifinals at SUNY Oneonta. Left side, Aloisio pulls up for an NBA range three and left it short. Newfield with a rebound. And here comes Clements back up the floor. Clements stops. Looking for options, goes into the corner for Humble. Humble for a three, that one rattles out. Clements with a rebound. Wants to put it right back up, but he's fouled underneath by Connor Aikens with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. And it's Newfield 11 and Delhi 2. That'll be the third team foul on Delhi. And the first on Connor Aikens. Back to the left side for Humble. Humble with a pump fake. Tried to go back up to the top of the key here for Boykin. Had it stolen away, but then Newfield takes it back. They'll do a backdoor cut. The layup is up and good for Jacob Humble for his first basket. And with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, we're going to have a timeout. Newfield gets the bucket. It's Newfield 13, Delhi 2. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com. McDonald's.com.
McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich has $1, $2, and $3 menus. There are a wide variety of selections for just $1, $2, or $3. And for a limited time, the Grand Mac and Mac Jr. are back. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's serve breakfast all day long, 7 days a week. And the drive-thru is open all night Friday night and till 1 a.m. on Saturday night. So whether you want to select from the $1, $2, or $3 menu, want to try the Grand Mac, or want breakfast at 7 p.m., just stop by McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney or South Broad Street in Norwich.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Out-of-town score update from the Class C games. End of the first quarter, Tioga 13, Walton 9. That's in the first semifinal tonight out at SUNY Cortland in the Class C game. So out of the Delhi timeout, a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Newfield 13, Delhi 2. Here's Aloisio left side. Aloisio, a little runner, gets it to go. Aloisio with a nice little Dr. J finger roll, gets it to go, and it's 13-4. Here's Moravec back up the floor at midcourt. Moravec closely guarded here by Alex Haight of Delhi. They go to the high post for Boykin. Boykin now will hand it back off for Humble. Humble for Josh Wood on the right side of the floor. Wood down low in the paint, puts up the jumper. Is the basket going to count? As it did go, with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter, he's going to head to the line. And let's see, I don't know if they're going to call this on the floor. Yes, they will say the basket counts here for Josh Wood. So he has 4 points. They haven't put it up on the board yet. Did just see the officials say that that counted. So with 1:20 to go here in the first quarter, Wood will step to the line for one shot. Wood's foul shot is up and good. So the old-fashioned three-point play for Josh Wood. And with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter, Delhi will bring the ball back up the floor. Here is Aloisio straight away, now to the right side. Here for Luke Brannigan as Newfield leads 16-4 with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. They'll pass down low as Delhi has put in some of their substitutes here. Here's Rich Lalash. We'll get one back off for Aloisio. Aloisio for Connor Akins into the corner now for Logan Akins. Akins trying to pass it for Lalash. Little turnaround shot there is off the mark and no good. He is fouled and will head to the line with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Newfield 16, Delhi 4. Thanks to 9 points so far from Greg Maravec. So I always go over and ask scorekeepers for pronunciations. I did have a correction on Twitter, so Moravec is what I'm going to go with here as Lalash gets the first shot to go. So my apologies to his family if he's out there listening. I know he's got some talented siblings on the girls' team that I got to watch earlier in the week, too. Lalash, second shot is off the mark and no good. Rebound here for Newfield with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Knocked out of bounds, it'll stay with the Trojans. Newfield leading Delhi 16-5 with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Newfield in the backcourt will have an official timeout. Referees are going to go over, just have a quick word with the scorekeeper here, get something fixed up on the big board. With, again, 50 seconds to go first quarter, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Newfield brings the ball back up the floor after the official timeout is over. Here's Clements. Far side for Humble. Pull-up jumper, left it short. Rebound here is scooped up by Delhi, and Logan Akins will get an outlet pass to Christian Aloisio. Aloisio passing right side for Connor Akins. Knocked out of bounds. Good hands there by Jacob Humble to punch it free. With 35 seconds to go in the first quarter, it's Newfield 16 and Delhi 5. Here's Aloisio to top of the key. Newfield the one seed, Delhi the four. Here's Aloisio trying to get a spark for the Bulldogs late in the corner. Dishes one back off for Logan Akins. Tries a long three. It's an air ball and a rebound for Newfield. Back up the floor with Josh Wood. Wood finds Jacob Humble. 20 seconds to go. The shot clock is off. They can play for the final shot if they wish. Clements now will dribble it back out to the top of the key. Looks to set it up. Clements takes it right to the rim. Tosses one up. Rolls all the way around the rim and then pops free. 5 seconds left. Can Delhi get it up to midcourt and maybe get a shot? Here's Connor Akins. Akins in the paint. The running jumper. No good. End of the first quarter, 16-5. Newfield on top of Delhi. Second quarter action coming up. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond.
With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter. Newfield boys leading Delhi 16-5. Newfield with the ball on a pass down low, and it's knocked out of bounds. It's going to go back to Delhi with 7:50 to go in the second quarter. Newfield leading Delhi 16-5. Delhi staying with some substitutes, maybe to get some energy off the bench as they're starting five. Finds themselves in an early hole, so Warren Kelly goes to the bench here for the Bulldogs. Logan Akins for Aloisio on the right side of the floor, goes back up for Akins again. Back to Aloisio, right side on the baseline, back to the top of the key. They'll swing it far side, Luke Brannigan in front of the Newfield bench. Brannigan stops, 10 on the shot clock, back out Logan Akins. Akins for Brannigan. He's going to have to pull up for a deep three off the back of the rim. No good. Chases his own rebound down. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it here. A jump ball is going to keep it with Delhi. Good hustle by both sides there. Rolling around on the floor looking for that loose ball. 7:10 to go in the second quarter. 16-5 the score. And again, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com as well. Our web stream tonight is brought to you by SFCU. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. Delhi with the ball on the baseline. They go top of the key for Aloisio. Right side for Logan Akins to Connor Akins. And this is the kind of night it's been for Delhi. Through his hands and out of bounds. Possession goes back to the Trojans of Newfield. They lead 16-5 early in the second quarter here tonight from SUNY Oneonta. Right side of the floor now for Moravec. Moravec finds Clements at the high post. Dishes one off down low. The basket is good for LaRon Boykin. He gets it to go, and he's going to go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Newfield leading 18-5 with 6:55 to go in the second quarter. And Boykin, a sophomore, will step to the charity stripe. Boy, you look at some of these young guys on this team. Humble, a freshman, Boykin, a sophomore. And the list goes on. The future is bright here as he can't get the first foul shot to go. And back up the floor, Aloisio is blocked by Clements out of bounds with 6:45 to go in the second quarter as he tried to go coast to coast. Clements' block actually went down, hit Aloisio in the shoulder, out of bounds. So not only does Clements get the block, Newfield gets the ball back with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Newfield will bring it back up the floor. They'll find Jacob Humble to the far side for Clements. The pass down low again for Boykin, and he traveled. Just shuffled his feet as he got down low on the low block on the right side. Ball goes back to Delhi. Alex Haight steps back into the game. Tyler Bruce back in as well. Tristan Olsen checks in for the first time tonight for Delhi. Newfield has stuck to their starting five so far here tonight with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Newfield 18 and Delhi 5. Here's Aloisio across the half-court timeline. Delhi going left to right on your radio dial. They find themselves down early here in the Class D semis in Section 4. Here's Tyler Bruce. Pump fakes on a three. Now finds Olsen on the baseline right side. Olsen will find his way back up here to Alex Haight. Aloisio left side. Kraft still on the bench here for Delhi. Now back out for Rich Lalage. His shot is no good. Rebound Newfield, and Moravec is looking to run. Moravec in transition. Tries to lay it up. It's no good. Gets his own rebound. Dishes into the left corner here for Jacob Humble. And Humble back up to the top of the key as they'll reset. They have a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Now to Clements. Down low. The baby finger roll. No good. Gets his own rebound. Doing the work of a man. Puts it up in and in. He's fouled. Believe it or not, his first basket tonight for Quintel Clements. And Newfield leads 20-5. And he's going to go to the line looking for the three-point play. And seeing why Newfield is the number one seed. And they have a ton of postseason experience as Clements steps to the line. Takes a deep breath, and the shot. shot is off the back of the rim. Hit the rim twice, no good. Delhi with a rebound, but it's on the floor now. Boykin got his fingertips in there, tied it up, and the jump ball is going to give it back to Newfield. With 5:45 to go in the second quarter, Newfield 20 and Delhi 5. The Bulldogs trying to survive here in the first half where they have just not shot the ball very well. Underneath the basket, Newfield will toss it up to the top of the key. Now they go right back into the right side corner for Jacob Humble. Newfield going right to left. Here's Clements, top of the key, right at the three-point arc. Now goes for Moravec. Moravec to the far side, gets it back, pump fakes on a three, passes to the left side here for Josh Wood. Now back to Moravec. And to the foul line for Clements. Back out for Wood. Left side three, air ball, left it short. Aloisio skies for a rebound. Delhi looking to run. Aloisio stops at the foul line, pops, can't get it to go off the back of the rim. Clements with another big-time rebound. He's looking to run. Clements ahead for Moravec. Dishes one for Humble. Humble back for Clements, lays it up and in. Clements with the back-to-back baskets. Newfield leads 22-5 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Across the half-court timeline. And to the left side of the floor now for Aloisio. Kraft is going to come back in at the next whistle for Delhi. Aloisio takes it to the bucket, misses the left-handed layup. Clements quickly in transition. Clements to the top of the key. Dishes one now for Jacob Humble. With 4:40 to go, second quarter, Newfield 22 and Delhi 5. To the foul line, Clements dishes down low for Boykin, who was wide open. The layup is good. Timeout taken by Delhi. They want to talk it over with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Newfield 24, Delhi 5. And we'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Fresh out of the timeout, Delhi dished it directly down low to Nate Kraft, who was immediately fouled by Clements. And so Kraft will head to the line. 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Newfield 24 and Delhi 5. Here is Kraft stepping to the line. He has 2 points so far here tonight. First shot for Kraft is up and good. Kraft, who joined the 1,000 Career Point Club earlier this year, also helped Delhi to get to the MAC League Championship game and earn the 4 seed here in the Class D tournament. He's had a great career, and he's going to have a huge night here to try to get Delhi back in this game. Kraft's second shot is good. So Kraft with 4 points now as he goes 2 for 2 at the line there. Newfield 24 and Delhi 7. Back up the floor here for the Trojans on the right side. And they'll get the ball to Clements at the top of the key. Clements will go to the left side here for Wood. Wood reverses far side for Jacob Humble. He tries a long three-pointer. That's off the mark. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Newfield. It's going to go back to Delhi with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. As we'll break down the scoring summary from the first half here between Delhi and Newfield. Will also give you some out-of-town scores from the Class C and the Class B games going out tonight. Now a steal by Newfield at midcourt, and they'll go to the far side for Josh Wood. Wood for Humble. Down low, back for Wood. Now to Clements at the foul line. Clements dishes one for Humble. Back for Clements, little give and go. The baby hook in the paint is no good. Rebound for Delhi with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Back up the floor to the paint for Aloisio. The floater is no good. Rebound here for Kraft. Went right through his fingertips and back to Newfield. Moravec will bring it across the half-court timeline in the Honiana Red Dragons logo there. Down to the left side for Josh Wood. Wood looking for a pass down low. It was tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Delhi's Connor Akins with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Newfield leading 24-7. Newfield will inbound the basketball underneath the hoop. And they'll go back to the rear, to the right side, excuse me, for Moravec. Moravec looking for options. We'll go to the high post here for Wood, and he is fouled. A reach-in with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. Looks like it's going to be on Tyler Roos of Delhi. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Newfield. Again, 2:55 to go in the first half. Newfield in control over Delhi, 24-7. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:55 to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe, live tonight from SUNY Oneonta, the Section 4 Class D boys semifinals. To the line is Josh Wood. He gets the first one to go. He has 6 points. Newfield leads 25-7. Halftime score out in Cortland in the Class C semis for boys. Tioga leads Walton 21-19. I know a lot of you folks out there were listening for the Walton score as Wood gets his second shot to go, so he has 7. Newfield 26 and Delhi 7. We'll talk more about that Walton-Tioga game at halftime as well as this one. Delhi with the ball going left to right on your radio dial. They trail Newfield 26-7 here with 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Connor Akins pull-up jumper off the mark, no good. Newfield pulls down a rebound here with Josh Wood. And Wood will find Clements, who will dribble it back up the floor. What a luxury for a Class D team. Your center can dribble it up the floor. Clements is going to be a great player at the next level, too. Clements at the right low block, getting worked on there by Kraft. Looking for an option. Dishes one back out, right side corner for Humble. Had his pocket picked, but Clements was right there to scoop it up, and then he's fouled with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. So the foul will be on Connor Akins, and Newfield will head to the line here with Clements. He'll shoot 1-1. That's the 8th team foul against Delhi, only 2 against Newfield so far here in the first half. Clements shooting a 1-1. This one rattles in. Clements with 5 points. So here's the point breakdown for Newfield: 9 for Moravec, 7 for Wood, 5 for Clements, 4 for Boykin, 2 for Humble. On the other side for Delaware Academy, 4 for Kraft, 2 for Aloisio, 1 for Rich Lalash off the bench. Clements to the line, and this shot is up and good. Clements now with 6 points, so very even scoring here for the Trojans so far. Newfield leads 28-7 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. This was the matchup, a great one last year in the finals. This year they meet in the semis. Shot on the left side there from Alex Hayes off the mark, and no good. Rebound for Newfield. Back up the floor they come with 1:50 to go, second quarter. Here is Moravec. Dishes down low. First player off the bench tonight here for Newfield will be Nolan Rucco. Lost control of it. Back up the floor here for Kraft. Went through his hands, but right to Aloisio. Into the corner now for Akins. Akins with a pull-up jumper. It's short. Rebound Aloisio. Can't get his rebound shot to go. Ball loose on the floor. Clements scoops up a rebound. Windexes the glass on the head for the Trojans. Left side here into the corner for Humble. Humble, the freshman, dishes to the foul line for Clements. And back out for Moravec. Straight away three off the back of the rim. No good. Clements, another rebound. They got to get a body on it. Clements for Wood in the corner. Wood with a dribble drive, lost control of it, but it went right to Clements, who takes it to the hoop and lays it up and in. Clements with 8 points, and it's Newfield 30 and Delhi 7 with 1 minute to go before the halftime break. Delhi trying to stop the bleeding here in the Class D semis. The Delhi crowd is silent on the far side of the gym. top of the key here for Aloisio. Into the corner now for Connor Akins. They go down low for Kraft. Turnaround shot by Kraft is off the mark and no good. Rebound for Newfield as Humble came in. Boy, this team crashes the boards very hard, and it shows as Newfield brings it back up the floor. 40 seconds to go before the halftime break. Now down low for Wood and to the foul line for Clements. Lost control of it. Kraft takes it away this time. Back up the floor for Aloisio. Aloisio into the paint, tries to lay it up. It's no good. Connor Akins the rebound. His shot is finally in, up and in. And Akins gets his first basket. And it's 30-9 with 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Newfield back up the floor. They can play for the last shot if they want. Here's Wood in the corner. Immediately spots up for three. Air balls it. Rebound Delhi. Akins back across the half-court timeline. Akins wants to take it right to the rim. Puts it up and in for Connor Akins. Two straight buckets. Newfield back to midcourt. The shot there is off the mark. And our halftime score is Newfield 30 and Delhi 11. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Again, our halftime score here in the opening game of the Section 4 Class D Boys Semifinals. Top seed Newfield leads 4 seed Delhi 30-11. And we'll be right back on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Marabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Marabito at 1-855-MARABITO.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today, 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area. To get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no-pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Auto Body. My wife Lori and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Auto Body's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sydney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hi, and welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you live tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our halftime score here in the Section 4 Class D Boys Semifinals. Top seed Newfield leads 4 seed Delhi 30-11. It's time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use that Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself today at Marabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. I got to give a quick shout-out. I know there are a ton of Newfield listeners on the stream tonight. We appreciate you following along. We're proud to be here. We'll be here tomorrow night for the girls, and I will be here for the final on Saturday as well. And then on Sunday, we'll be up at SUNY Cortland for the Class C final. So it's going to be a busy week. It's a great time of year. But I was told Stephen LaBarge just had his ACL surgery this week. He's recovering well, and he's listening out there in Newfield land. So Tuffy couldn't be here with his team. It's his senior season, but glad he's recovering well. And as I said earlier in the broadcast, I'll say it again because he's listening. I thought that team last year was really good. We knew Newfield last year was going to be a good team, but I was sitting right here in the same spot for the South Courtright game SK came in with Ty Lamport. They were a great team. They were undefeated. I thought they were pretty battle-tested. They had guys who had been to the state tournament from the year before, and Newfield did a really good job and won that game, and it was fun to follow them going forward, of course, in their game against Delhi in the final, and then the run through the state tournament. We were following Cooperstown, who is in our area here that I cover on the radio, and so I got a good chance to watch Newfield throughout that run. I thought LaBarge was a big piece of that run, and you know, some of his teammates are still doing it. Clements is a guy who stuck out to me last year who did a ton. So it's just a fun team to watch. And we knew coming in here to the semifinal week that Newfield was the real deal, having played very, very well this year in the IAC. So good luck to Steven moving forward. I had heard earlier in the year it was a football injury. He was playing through it. And, you know, the ACL, that's serious stuff. So we hope he can enjoy the rest of his senior year and recover well and maybe go on to play something at the next level. So, again, our halftime score, Newfield 30, Delhi 11. Let's go through the scoring summary. First for Newfield, 9 points for Greg Maravec, and then 8 points for Clements, 7 points for Josh Wood, 4 points for LaRon Boykin, and 2 points for Jacob Humble. On the other side for Delhi, 4 points apiece for Nate Kraft and Connor Akins, 2 for Christian Aloisio, 1 for Rich LaLoche off the bench. So, Delhi, just right from the get-go, seemed a little flustered by the pressure that Newfield was bringing. They weren't able to get quality shots off, and then it just kind of ballooned once that lead got to 5 to 7 to 9 points, and it hit double digits. Newfield just has been in control here so far, but never say never. I've been sitting in this seat for the last couple of years, and we've seen some crazy comebacks in this building, so you just never know. I was sitting here 2 weeks ago for the girls' Tri-Valley League Championship. Morris was trailing Franklin by 16 at the half, and I think everybody in the building thought that game was over. Morris came back to win by 5. So you can just never say never when it comes to sectional basketball. But if there's a team that knows that, I think it's Newfield. Having gone to the state tournament last year, getting to the state finals, they're a battle-tested team. Delhi, as we said in the pregame, is battle-tested as well. They play in a tough league. They've done a good job throughout the season of scheduling some tough non-conference teams. So I wouldn't put it past them, but they're going to have to shoot the ball a lot better than they did in the first half. It always seems to be feast or famine here. You get a team that comes in red hot sometimes. That always makes me shake my head because this is a tough place to shoot the ball. It's bigger than your average gym, obviously. We're here at a college, but the walls are farther back from the basket. A little depth perception that can be hard here. In my playing days when we played here, we used to play in a couple holiday tournaments here and league championship time. I always thought it was tough. The rims are very tight here, so you have to have a good-looking shot. And sometimes, honestly, I just feel like you have to get lucky in this building. You have to be hot on the right time, at the right day, and Newfield shooting the ball well after getting off to a little bit of a cold start. I thought they did a good job. Let's take a break here on our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. The first game tonight, Newfield and Delhi, will be followed by South Courtright and GMU. That game will be coming up at 7:45. We'll have that right for you here on CDO. Our halftime score in the Class C game is Tioga, the 4 seed, leading 1 seed Walton 21-19 at the break. So we're keeping an eye on that. We also want to keep an eye on Oneonta and Seton Catholic. They're in the Class B bracket tonight. Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll be right back on CDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. About 5 minutes to go until the start of the third quarter. Again, remember, when you use that Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. I want to take a quick look at the brackets and let you know how both these teams got here. Newfield, the one seed, they got a first-round bye. They destroyed Hunter Tannersville in the second round. Delaware Academy got the four seed, so they had Sharon Springs in the first round, won that easily. And then they had Morris in the second round. That was the 4-5 game, and Morris is a very, very good team out of the Tri-Valley. And Delhi really pulled away and won that game. I think it was 72-58, and that surprised me. I thought that was a game that could come right down to the wire. So I thought coming into this game here tonight that Delhi certainly had some momentum, but Newfield has just played very well. Interested to see how the Bulldogs respond here in the second half. You got a lot of seniors on this floor, including Aloisio, the big man, Nate Kraft. And this is it. This could be down to their last half of basketball. You know, Nate Kraft, a 1,000-point scorer, just joined that club this year. First boy in Delhi school history, believe it or not, to join the 1,000 career point club. And he wants to put his stamp on this game. He hasn't been able to do it so far. Newfield has played terrific defense against him. But Kraft is the type of guy that can be quiet until halftime and then absolutely explode. There was a game that we did a couple of weeks ago, the MAC championship against Walton. I thought he was quiet in the first half. Had a really nice second half, got Delhi back in the game, ends up with 24 points. So he's the type of player that could go off at any time. He's a big body inside, great football player as well, and he's just the type of guy that Newfield's going to have to watch for a full four quarters, or Delhi could get back in this game. But I think Delhi's going to have to find a way to get some momentum, get some confidence as well. They just don't look confident right now. Newfield is controlling the pace and doing whatever they want to do here so far tonight, and Delhi's going to have to try to take them out of that little bit of an edge. You always talk about the bus legs, this type of a game two Newfield with a super long drive. I thought they did a smart thing. They got here early. They were able to stretch and get some extra time here to just kind of get used to the surroundings again. They probably haven't been here since last year when they played in the semifinals and the finals. And a credit to them to get here early and just kind of settle in. And a great first half for them as they lead 30-11 at the halftime break. Again, we are getting scores tonight from Class C and Class D. The Oneonta boys will be taking on Seton Catholic. That game's at 7:45, so I will have those updates later tonight. The game that's going on right now is Walton and Tioga. They are just starting the third quarter. Tioga with a 2-point lead, 21-19. We'll also be keeping an eye on Unadilla Valley and Lansing. That's the other game out at SUNY Cortland tonight. Listen to this, folks. Semifinal game, 6-seed Lansing, 7-seed Unadilla Valley. That's a ton of fun. I know that UV knocked off Union Springs, who I heard had some injury trouble in the late part of the season. But, hey, good credit to UV, one of the top teams in the MAC, to go out and get a road victory there over Union Springs. And they're a win away from maybe playing for a sectional title. And you just never know this time of year. That's what it boils down to, staying healthy, playing good basketball, and seeing what happens. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll start the second half. Newfield leading Delhi 30-11. Newfield the 1-seed, Delhi the 4-seed. Our second game tonight will be at 7:45. South Courtright and GMU, the 2 and the 3 seeds, will tip off then. We'll have that game for you as well. So, again, we'll be back with the second half here on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks, to start the second half. Our score, Newfield 30, Delhi 11. Delhi will have the ball to start the second half, going right to left on your radio dial. They're in the maroon uniforms with the white trim. Newfield is in the home whites with the green trim, and we're back underway here in the second half. Our opening contest tonight at SUNY Oneonta in the Section 4 Class D boys semifinals. They'll go to the high post. Connor Akins, pull-up jumper, left it short. Rebound loose on the floor, picked up here by Tyler Bruce, and back out to Aloisio at the top of the key, and a fresh 35 to work with for the Delhi Bulldogs. Aloisio, dribble drive into the paint. Hanging jumper, won't go down. Rebound for Newfield. They'll bring it back up the floor. And here is Clements. Clements will get into the paint. Dishes one back off. Shot here for Boykin. Won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Kraft will get it. And a head now for Aloisio. Ball is loose in midcourt. Body scrambling for it. And Newfield will come away with it. And they'll find Joshua Wood, who is in for the layup. And it's good. Newfield 32 and Delhi 11, as Delhi brings it back up the floor with Aloisio. Aloisio on the left side of the floor will now go to Kraft at the high post. Kraft back out, Aloisio. Long three, left side, off the back of the rim. Rebound for Boykin. Lost it out of bounds. No, he just saved it to Clements, who will bring it back up the floor. Clements to the high post. Dishes one back off down low, through the hands there of Moravik, and out of bounds. He was tiptoeing along that baseline and just couldn't put it in. With 6:50 to go in the third quarter, Newfield 32, Delhi 11. Aloisio to the right side of the floor. Dishes one off. Here for Alex Hates. For Connor Akins in the corner. Akins down low for Nate Kraft, and he's out of bounds with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. He was trying to post up and had his left foot on the line as Clements was right there to try to body him up. Kraft stepped out of bounds. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Newfield 32, Delhi 11. Left side of the floor here for Humble. Humble down low, finds Boykin. Shot is off the mark. Wood with a rebound, tries to tip it up and in. Ball loose on the floor. That shot wouldn't go. Delhi comes away with it, and now a foul on Newfield with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Akins came down with the shot, and then it was a double team as Boykin and Wood tried to double team him to take it away. Foul will be I believe, here on Boykin, his first, team's first in the second half. With 6:10 to go in the third quarter, here's Aloisio right side of the floor. Delhi goes right to left. Newfield 32, Delhi 11. Here's Aloisio back for Haight on the right side. Haight will go to the high post for Nate Kraft, who is swarmed. They get it back off for Haight. Dishes one off here for Akins, and he is fouled by Josh Wood. And Akins will go to the line. Wood really had no choice there, as Akins had snuck in the back door, and as he shifted over, Wood tried to go maybe a little bit for the home run block there to really slap it out of bounds, and they did get a piece of Akins as he went up for the layup there. So Akins will go to the line. Newfield 32, Delhi 11, and Akins will step in to shoot two. Akins' first shot rattles in, gets it to go. He's got 5 points. Tioga leading Walton 39-31, to start the fourth quarter. So the one seed, the Walton boys, in a little bit of trouble against four seed Tioga. That game out at SUNY Cortland tonight. Akins with the shot is good. So he goes 2 for 2, and it's Newfield 32, Delhi 13, with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor, back up for Humble. Humble on the baseline, tried to dish it down low there, looking for Boykin. It was intercepted. Delhi comes away, but taken right back at midcourt here by Wood. Wood will dish one off for Clements. His shot won't go. Looks like he slipped a little bit as he went up for the layup, and Delhi gets a rebound. They'll bring it back up the right side of the floor here with Akins. Akins is quickly double-teamed, dribbles out of it, goes to Aloisio. They reverse left side for Tyler Bruce as Delhi goes right to left on your radio dial. They pass down low here for Nate Kraft. Kraft with a pull-up jumper, can't get it to go, and a rebound for Clements. Kraft is definitely looking to shoot more, but they haven't gone down so far to start the third quarter. Here's Boykin. Dishes one off for Wood. Takes it to the rim. Up and in for Josh Wood. He's into double figures. He's got 11. And it's Newfield 34, Delhi 13. Aloisio quickly in transition. Lost control of the ball, but dishes just in time before he falls down to Tyler Bruce. Back for Aloisio in the corner for three. Dies on the front of the rim, and a rebound for Newfield. With 4:50 to go in the third quarter, Newfield 34, Delhi 13. Clements to the left side of the floor, now goes for Wood in the corner, back up for Moravec at the top of the key. And to the far side, a chest pass for Humble. Humble now looking to go to the high post for Clements. Clements will shoot the ball with 4.5 to go in the third quarter here in the Section 4 Class D Boys Semifinals. I'm Nate Mull tonight on WCDO. Newfield 34, Delhi 13. The Bulldogs struggling here tonight against this very tough Newfield team. Newfield the one seed, Delhi the four. Back to the top of the key here for Boykin as Newfield gets it in. They'll go to Moravec on the right side, now back to the left. Moravec gets a pass from Wood at the top of the key. And Wood will pass down low for Boykin. Boykin will go back out to Wood. He got tied up there with Akins in front of the Newfield bench. Ball out of bounds. It's going to stay here with the Trojans with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Newfield 34, Delhi 13. I'm already starting. You know, this happened last year. A lot of people saying that myself and Newfield head coach Chris Bubble looking very similar. Maybe that he could be my dad is what a few people have said on Twitter tonight. So I will take that. He's a good-looking guy. He's got a nice suit over there. He's doing a great job with this Newfield team. So it makes me chuckle every year. Newfield with the ball. They'll toss one up here with Wood. The shot is off the mark and no good. Kraft the rebound. Delhi looking to run. 2-on-1 if they hurry. Haight will take it right to the rim, up and in. Alex Haight gets it to go. And it's Newfield 34, Delhi 15. With 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor for Wood. He's wide open for three. Left it short. Rebound loose on the floor. Clements comes up with it. Clements reverse to the far side for Humble. Humble back for Moravec at the top of the key. Dishes one down low for Wood. He gets tied up, gets the shot to go over Rich Lalash, and he's going to go to the line. The basket will count. Wood is having himself a heck of a night. He's got 13 now, and Newfield leads 36-15 with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. And to the line, here is Josh Wood. Looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Shot is up and good for Wood. He's got 14. Newfield 37, Delhi 15. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Aloisio across the midcourt timeline here for Delhi. Tries to go to the high post for Kraft. It's intercepted, but now back to Aloisio. Just got tipped in time to him. Aloisio for Alex Haight, far side. Pump fakes on a three. No. Comes back to Aloisio. In the paint, the floater off the mark. No good. Gets it back up and in. Aloisio gets it to go. And Aloisio now with 4 points. Newfield will bring it back up the floor with 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Newfield 37, Delhi 17. Section 4 Class D boys semi. Bounce pass far side for Jacob Humble. Humble will now find Josh Wood at the top of the key. Wood finds Boykin. Back for Wood in the corner. Up top, straightaway three for Humble. Off the front of the rim, rebound, and a foul down low. It looks like on Newfield, so Delhi will get the ball back with 2:50 to go in the third. Newfield leading 37-17. Here's the team foul situation. Three for Newfield, one for Delhi. That foul will be on LaRon Boykin, his first, and again, the team's third. And so Delhi will bring the ball up the floor. They'll bring it to the right side as they go. Right to left on your radio dial. Here's Kraft, left side of the floor. Three-point line extended. Back for Aloisio. Kraft thought about a three. Now it goes back to Aloisio. Kraft with a little dribble drive on the baseline. Takes it to the rim. It's blocked out of there by Clements. He pulls it down, and he looks to quickly bring it up the floor. And Moravec will dish it down low. Here for Humble, but he has his pocket picked there by Alex Haight. Haight quickly in transition. Ahead for Aloisio. Lays it up. Can't get it to go. Knocked out of bounds. And we will have a foul, I believe, on Newfield here. I think this is going to be on Clements, who came in at the last minute. No, they are going to get it on Moravec. Him and Clements went up for a block there. And they're going to send Aikens to the line here. So they're going to say the foul was on the rebound. Aloisio with the initial shot. Aikens got the rebound. They'll say that's where the foul was. So Aikens to the line. First shot, no good. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Newfield 37, Delhi 17. Newfield, the defending Section 4 Class D basketball champions, trying to get back to the title game for the second straight year. Aikens to the line. Goes one out of two. He's got 7 points, and it's 37-18. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Clements across the half-court timeline. Chest pass down low for Boykin. Through his fingertips and taken away here by Delhi. He would have had a wide-open layup, but he couldn't finish it off. Couldn't hold on. Aloisio back down the floor. Finds Aikens. Takes it to the rim. Hanging jumper is good for Connor Aikens. And he's got 9 points. Newfield 37 and Delhi 20. Newfield quickly back up the floor. Left side for Wood, who's having a great second half here so far. Goes back to Moravec at midcourt. It was taken by Aloisio, and they'll say he stepped out of bounds at the midcourt timeline, and so it's going to go back to Newfield. And so let's see. Yeah, Aloisio stole it right at midcourt, and they'll say he stepped out right by the possession arrow at midcourt. Got to give some credit to Delhi. They have hustled hard here in the second half. Just shots not falling as much as they usually do for the Delhi Bulldogs. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Newfield 37, Delhi 20. Newfield with the ball. They pass one down low for Wood. Pump fakes. He's blocked by Kraft. Out of bounds. He's going to stay with the Trojans with a minute 25 to go in the third quarter. So again, Newfield, the Trojans leading the Delhi Bulldogs 37-20. Newfield the one seed, Delhi the four. Newfield looking to get the ball in underneath the basket. They find Clements on the left side. Now back up to Humble, top of the key. They'll dish one down low, and now back up Humble. Left side for Moravec. Pull-up jumper, no good. Ball bouncing around right into the hands of Wood. Up and in, he's got 16 as he finishes it off. Right place, right time. Ball fell right into his lap, and he's able to put it home. Newfield 39, Delhi 20, with a minute to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor for Alex Haight. Back to Christian Aloisio for Nate Kraft on the right side. Into the corner now for Haight. Delhi still struggling to get some good open looks here against this very active zone defense. They'll go down low for Aloisio. Lost control of the ball. Tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Newfield, so it'll stay with DA. Tyler Bruce checks back into the game. Michael Griswold will come in here for DA. Newfield still with their starting five. They've only had one sub come in so far for about a 2 to 3 minute stretch. Besides that, it's been the starting five. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Kraft, the lefty on the inbounds play, pulls up and gets it. Bang. And he's got 6 points. Newfield, 39, Delhi, 22. And Newfield will walk it back up the floor here with Clements. Into the corner now for Wood. Back up to Moravec. Moravec, triple threat position, goes to the far side for Humble. Humble outside the three-point line. Back up to Moravec. To the high post here for Clements. lost control of it with 10 on the shot clock, 15 on the game clock. Into the corner now for Humble. The freshman for three is off the mark. Rebound here for the Delhi Bulldogs. And back up the floor they come with Connor Akins. Time winding down. He gets fouled as he goes to the rim. A lot of contact there, as I think the whole Newfield team was chasing him back. They were not going to let him have a breakaway layup with 5 seconds to go in this third quarter. And so Delhi will step to the line here with Connor Akins. Tioga is up 5 points, 41-36, with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter out in the Class C game. Akins to the line here, puts it up and in. He's got 10. So he's the first Bulldog into double figures here tonight. Makes it 39-23 with 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Akins to the line for his second shot. This one is good. Rattles it in. So Akins with 11. Can Newfield get one last shot? Here is Moravec. Pull up NBA 3 at the buzzer is no good. 39-24. Newfield on top of Delhi. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO. We'll be right back.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. Newfield 39, Delhi 24. Quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. The Walton boys trailing Tioga 43-39 with 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. That game is at SUNY Cortland tonight. And so the one seed in Class C, the Walton Warriors, in danger of falling tonight to Tioga. And so, just keeping an eye on that contest there. As Newfield will have the ball to start the fourth quarter with Quintel Clements right in midcourt as they go left to right on your radio dial. Here is Moravec to start things off in the fourth quarter. Again, Newfield 39, Delhi 24. Here is Wood in the right side. We'll go back to the far side for Jacob Humble. Humble to the top of the key. Dribbling, looking for options. Delhi trying to throw every double team they can at them. We'll have a foul down low as Nate Kraft got a little too excited there. Got tied up there with Humble. And will be the third foul on Nate Kraft. Second on Delhi as a team. Here's the team foul situation. Newfield with 5, Delhi with 2. Newfield with the ball. Humble in the corner for 3 off the mark. And they'll have a foul underneath on Newfield. This will be on LaRon Boykin. This will be his second, team's sixth. So if you're Delhi and you're trying to get back in this ball game, you're very close to having the 1-1 coming up. As Ruko is going to come back in here for Newfield. Heading to the bench will be Boykin. So Ruko with his second look tonight. Coming out onto the floor. So again, I was just saying, if Delhi could get to the line, you could start to maybe chip away at this lead a little bit with the clock stopped. If you can get to the line, you'd be shooting 1-1 on the next foul. Delhi with the basketball going right to left. They trail 39-24. They have to start hitting some shots if they want to try to get back in this game. Here's Nate Kraft on the right side of the floor. Gets into the paint, tosses up a jumper. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Clements windexes the glass and pulls down another rebound. That Walton game is now a two-point game, 43-41. With only a minute 25 to go, so we'll try to keep you updated on that. Left side of the floor here for Newfield. Long three, hit the rim twice for Jacob Humble and rattles out with 6:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Delhi back quickly up the floor. They find Tyler Bruce. Bruce to the high post for Nate Kraft. Turnaround shot is off the mark, not even close. Hit the rim on the left side and just caromed right off. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Newfield with the ball back down the floor. They go to Clements at the left low block. Back out for Moravec, hanging in the air. He's fouled. Count it. And he goes to the line. Fouled by Tyler Bruce. Bruce with a little bit of a hip check there. Moravec, I think, pulled up. And Bruce thought he was going to go to the basket. And instead pulled up for the jumper. Bangs it. Gets it to go. And now we'll head to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Newfield 41, Delhi 24. 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. And the shot is up and good. So he has 12 points. And for Moravec, he's doing a nice job here tonight. Newfield 42, Delhi 24. Here is Akins in the paint. The pull-up jumper is off the mark and no good. Kraft can't get a rebound. He was fighting one-on-one there with Clements. Tipped out of bounds, last touch by Newfield. And so Delhi will keep the ball underneath the basket on the baseline. Connor Akins will toss it up to the top of the key for Aloisio. Down low for Kraft. Fadeaway jumper for Kraft. Won't go down. That's the type of night it's been for DA. You get a solid look like that and it just won't go. On the rebound, tipped out of bounds. Newfield fans not happy with the call. They thought it was last touch by the Bulldogs, but it'll stay with DA. 6:05 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Alex Haight in the corner for three. That's off the mark. Tyler Bruce with a rebound. Has to kick it back out for Aloisio. Give and go right back into the corner for Bruce. Got it. Tyler Bruce from downtown for three. And the timeout is taken here by Delhi. With 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it's Newfield 42, Delhi 27. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here live at SUNY Oneonta, the top seed Newfield, leading four seed Delhi 42-27. Under a minute to go, about 40 seconds left in that game between Walton and Tioga, and Walton trails 43-42. Great game out there tonight at SUNY Cortland in the Class C boys semifinals. Newfield back down the floor. Right side for Humble. Dishes one off for Wood. It's swatted out of bounds by Connor Akins. He got a full piece of that one and sent it up into the crowd with 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. Good look, though, by Newfield on the back door. Just didn't work out that time. Newfield will get it into Clements at the top of the key. Clements to the high post. Stops, and we'll have a block called here. I believe, no, are they going to call a charge? The officials are going to get together in midcourt and talk about this one. We'll see what the call is here with 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. This will be a charge on Clements. So one official closer to the play had called a charge. The other official had called block. They got together in midcourt and decided to go with charge. And so that's the second on Clements. Seventh on Newfield. Since it was a charge, they won't be shooting, but the next opportunity they might be. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Aloisio at the top of the key. Down to the far side. They'll go down low for Kraft. Pump fake blocked by Clements, and a rebound off the loose ball comes to Newfield, and Clements will come away with it. You don't see many guys go toe-to-toe with Nate Kraft like that around here and come away with a clean block. Clements dishes into the corner for Wood. Pump fakes on that. On the baseline, Wood lost control of it out of bounds. It'll stay with Newfield with 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Newfield 42, Delhi 27. Keeping an eye on that Walton and Tioga game, getting updates as quickly as we can here on CDO for you. It's always tough this time of year to know or to choose what game you want to go to. The C games, the D games, they're all on the same night. We just try to spread out our coverage as much as we can. Newfield will get the ball down low for Boykin, who's back in. A turnaround shot is up and good for LaRon Boykin, and he's got 6 points. Newfield 44, Delhi 27. 4:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's Aloisio straight away. Passing for Alex Haight on the right side of the floor. Now back for Aloisio. Finds Connor Akins. 3-point line extended. Delhi, you can tell, wants to start shooting the long ball, but the long length here of this zone by Newfield is making it hard to get shots off. Very quick, a lot of athletes up front. In front of the Delhi bench with 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. Here's Akins, lost it. 2-on-1 for Newfield as they take it away if they can hurry. Delhi hustles back nicely on defense to the rim, up and in for Jacob Humble. He went right into the teeth of the defense, gets it to go, and he's fouled. And Humble will have a chance for the three-point play. Foul will be on Tyler Bruce of Delhi. 30 seconds left in that Walton game. Walton has the ball, I believe, still down by a point, 43-42 from our last update there from our correspondent tonight at SUNY Cortland. Three-point play is no good here for Humble with 4:20 to go fourth quarter. Newfield 46, Delhi 27. Back up the floor now for Alex Haight. Haight to the foul line, dishes for Connor Akins. Into the corner for Aloisio. They go to the high post for Nate Kraft. Turnaround shot for Kraft. They'll say he traveled. Kraft makes the shot, but travels in the process. And so the basket is waved off. So it remains Newfield 46, Delhi 27 with 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Back up the floor here for Newfield. To the right side here for Humble. Humble with 4 points. Dishes one back across for LaRon Boykin. Boykin lost it for a quick second. It was tapped out of bounds by Connor Akin. And so it will stay Newfield basketball with 4 minutes to go. Walton has tied the game with Tioga with a deep three-pointer. 11 seconds to go. And Tioga's going to get the ball back. Wow. Huge game there between Walton and Tioga. Neither team wants to lose. Ball is taken away here at midcourt by Alex Haight. Haight down the floor at the right low block. Turnaround shot with Clements right in his face, but Haight gets it to go. You won't see that every day either. It's 46-29 with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor for Humble. Pump fakes, pulls up the jumper, got it. Jacob Humble with 6 points, makes it 48-29 with 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. And a bump there by Humble on Connor Akins will be a foul. And so this is going to send Akins to the line with Delhi trailing 48-29. Akins, the junior, with 11 points here for DA. And I do have an update that Walton and Tioga are going to overtime. Wow, so Walton and Tioga head to overtime there in the semis in Class C. That game is at Cortland tonight. First shot here for Akins is up and good, so he now has 12 points. Second shot for Akins, off the back of the rim and no good. Nate Kraft tracks down a rebound, zips it back across for Alex Haight, pulls up for a long two. Haight can't get it to go. Clements cleans the glass again, pulls it down, and brings it up the floor with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Newfield leading by 18, 48-30. Clements with a long home run pass ahead, was trying to find Boykin, tipped off his hands and out of bounds. He couldn't quite pull it in. 3:20 to go in the fourth, and Delhi down to their final gasp here. They've had a great season. They came in with the 4 seed, got to the MAC championship, as Aloisio is going to let this ball roll all the way to midcourt before he picks it up, trying to save every last second that he has to squeeze it out here. Right side of the floor for Haight. Now back to Aloisio with 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. They reverse it for Connor Akins. Akins looking to get to the high post. Dishes now for Haight. Pass was too strong. Too much spice on that one. Out of bounds it goes. With 3:05 to go fourth quarter. Newfield 48, Delhi 30. 45-45 is that score between between Walton and Tioga. Now a steal by Connor Akins, and he is fouled with 3:05 to go in the fourth quarter. As Delhi has put on a little full court pressure, this is going to send Akins right back to the line. And so the ninth team foul here on Newfield. It's just kind of slowing this game down a little bit. Gives Delhi any chance they can to try to get back in. Akins gets the first one to go. He's got 13. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show after this, folks. We give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And we'll also take a quick break before we come back for tonight's second game between South Courtright and Gilbert Solmount Upton. Akins goes 2 for 2, so he's got 14. And it's 48-32 with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Clements will slowly walk it up the floor. He's just waiting for Delhi to even pressure him. Now he turns on the gas. Clements to the high post will kick one out here for Wood. Wood to the top of the key here for Moravec. Moravec in front of his own bench goes back to the high post. 15 on the shot clock for Clements. Will pass down low here for Jacob Humble. Humble has his shot blocked and out of bounds. They'll say it was last touched by Kraft. So with 2:40 to go fourth quarter, Newfield will hold on to the ball, leading at 48-32. Humble trying to get the ball inbounds. It's intercepted here by Aloisio of Delhi. Aloisio down the right side of the floor. Now for Kraft. Kraft with the layup. He is fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but will head to the line with 2.5 to go in the fourth. Newfield 48, Delhi 32. And so Kraft, the big guy for DA with 6 points. And I thought coming into tonight, Kraft was going to have at least 20 for Delhi to really have a good chance here against the one-seed Newfield. And gets this basket to go. He's got 7. I thought Kraft was going to have a monster night, and it just hasn't happened. He's had some good looks. They haven't gone down, and just some excellent defense by Newfield as well. So Newfield 48, Delhi 33, 2.5 to go fourth quarter. Second shot for Kraft is up and good. So Kraft now with 8 points. Delhi coming with some full-court pressure. Newfield's able to handle it. Moravec kicks one out to the far side corner here for Carson Miller, who is into the game. Miller's three-pointer is off the mark. Rebound by Kraft through his hands and out of bounds. I feel like I have said that a ton tonight for Delhi. It's been a hot potato. They haven't been able to hold on. Ball back to Newfield with 2:20 to go fourth quarter. Newfield 48, Delhi 34. Back up the floor here for Tyler Bruce. Bruce will now come back out for Christian Aloisio. Aloisio for Bruce, 2:10 to go. Kraft tries a backdoor cut. Pass was way too tall for Alex Haight, out of bounds. And Newfield will get it back. Again, postgame show coming up. We have our three special awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll probably have a small break with music in between the two games. And then we'll be right back with our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show for game two. 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Newfield 48, Delhi 34. Top of the key here for Newfield. Here is Clements, gets into the paint, and he's fouled. Clements, we've said it a couple of times here tonight, has just been fantastic. And what a player to have when you have your tallest guy, who's traditionally in Class D, one of your low post players, a center. He's able to bring it up the floor and handle it very well. Here is Moravec, tries to pass to the high post, intercepted by Alex Haight. Haight back down the floor to the foul line, kicks one out. Connor Akins, a long three, got it. Connor Akins with 17, and Delhi has cut this down to a 48-37 deficit with a minute 45 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi's going to take a timeout. We will as well, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Give you a quick update on Walton and Tioga. 2 minutes to go. Tioga leads 49-45 over Walton in overtime there in the Class C game tonight. Class D game here. Delhi trailing 48-37 with a minute 45 to go. And a foul immediately as Newfield inbounds the ball. Clements is fouled and will go to the line. Here's our foul situation. Newfield is at the 10 mark. This will be the seventh on Delhi, the third on Rich Lalash. And so Nate Kraft will check back into the game. So Newfield, the one seed, Delhi, the four. Our game coming up at 7:45 will feature two seed South Courtright and three seed Gilbertsville Mount Upton. It's been a long time since the Raiders of GMU have made a run like this. First time since 2006 they won their league title. So they are newcomers to the scene here as Clements gets his first shot to go. He's got nine, so you have Wood with 16, Moravik with 12, and now Clements with 9. He could possibly hit 10. Oh, a minute to go, and Tioga leads 51-45. So the Tigers trying to upset Walton in overtime. We'll keep you updated there. Clements, second shot is good. He's got 10, and it's 50-37. With a minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor, tapped out of bounds here by Clements. He is just all over the floor. And a minute 40 to go here. Delhi trailing by 13. They've chipped away a little bit in the second half. I feel like they've looked more comfortable, but Newfield has just been in the driver's seat here tonight. Aloisio with a deep three gets it to go. Christian Aloisio from downtown. He's got seven. Cuts it back to a 10-point game, 50-40, with a minute 28 to go, and Clements is fouled on the inbounds. Those are the shots that you usually see fall from a Delhi team. It just hasn't happened tonight. Akins and Aloisio just hitting those back-to-back three-pointers has helped, but it might be too little too late. As Newfield is trying to put the icing on the cake and some good foul shooting could propel them back to the championship game. And so the first shot here from Clements at the line is up and no good. Rebound to Kraft. Delhi still has a little life left with a minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. And here is Akins in the lane. Shot won't go. Kraft puts it up. He's blocked by Clements, and he's fouled with a minute 17 to go. Kraft just was able to get enough of that ball to scoop up the rebound. Went up for the rebound opportunity, or for the second chance opportunity. Was fouled. So Nate Kraft with Delhi trailing by 10, 50-40, with a minute 17 to go, steps to the line. Give some credit here to Delhi. They could have just laid down. They were trailing 39-24 at the half, but they have tried to fight their way back into this, and they're into single digits now. Kraft gets the first one to go. It's 50-41, and the Newfield fans holding their breath a little bit over on the far side as D.A. trying to make a little bit of a comeback here with a minute 17 to go in the fourth quarter. Kraft to the line. His second shot rattles out. Rebound for Newfield, and they'll look to bring it up the floor with Clements. He lost it out of bounds. It's going to go to Delhi. The pass was a little bit sloppy there from Wood to Clements. He couldn't hang on to it. Ball out of bounds goes back to Delhi with a minute 12 to go here, fourth quarter. Trying to get you as many updates as I can. 30 seconds to go in that Walton-Tioga game. It's 52-47. Now Newfield's going to take a timeout. With a minute 10 to go here, fourth quarter, we'll step away and be right back on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. Last update we had for Walton and Tioga was 30 seconds to go. Tioga ahead 52-47. Had a lot of people telling me they need those updates, so get them out there as fast as I can. Trying to do that, but keep my eyes here on this one. Newfield leading at Delhi 50-41. So again, 52-47, that's Tioga leading Walton in the Class C game. Class D game here is Newfield 50, Delhi 41. Delhi with the basketball. They just stole it, and out of the timeout, they have the basketball. They go to Alex Haight in the corner. Haight goes to Aloisio. A three would do wonders here for Delhi. Now they go down low for Nate Kraft. The layup is no good. He had a great look at it and couldn't finish. The lefty had a left-handed layup, and it wouldn't go down. Newfield back up the floor. Delhi will foul with 57 seconds to go. And Josh Wood will be headed to the line for the Trojans. Boy, a really good look there for Kraft. That would have cut it to 50-43, but he just misses the layup. And again, I've said it a few times tonight, that's the kind of night it's been. 22 seconds left in the Tioga-Walton game. Tioga leads 54-49. So the one seed Walton is in some big time trouble out of SUNY Cortland against the four seed Tioga. The IAC, always tough, always tough. First shot for Wood is up and good. He's got 17. It's Newfield 51, Delhi 41. Trojans trying to punch their tickets to defend their title on Saturday. Section 4 Class D championship game. Wood goes 2 out of 2. Cool as the other side of the pillow there for Josh Wood. Back up the floor quickly here for Delhi. Aloisio tried to dish one off for Kraft. Intercepted here by Newfield. Clements will get it back to Wood. And Wood is fouled by Alex Tate in the backcourt with 48 seconds to go. Well, we've watched Christian Aloisio and Nate Kraft do some really special things for Delhi over the last couple of years. They won a MAC championship last year. Got back there this year. Fell to Walton in the championship game. Made it to the Section 4 Class D Finals last year, falling to Newfield, but they've just been a lot of fun to watch. Of course, Kraft, a 1,000-point scorer. As Wood steps up to the line, gets the first shot to go here. He's got 19. Newfield 53, Delhi 41. Second shot coming here for Wood at the line, and he's got it. Josh Wood with 20 points. Newfield 54, Delhi 41, 45 seconds to go. So this will be the end for the Delhi Bulldogs. If these teams met next year, I believe both of them will be in Class C a year from now. So this could be the end of watching them here in the D games at Oneonta State. A shot here from Akins as he dribble drives to the left side. He is fouled with 31 seconds to go. As we look around the gym here, everybody's here for the first game. The fans filing in for the second game, which is South Courtright and GMU coming up at 7:45. We'll take a quick break between the two games, but we will have our post-game show coming up as well here. First shot is up and good here for Akins as he heads to the line after being fouled. Akins with 18. So, boy, if you had Akins with 18 and then Kraft and Aloisio score what they normally do, along with Alex Tate, you know, Delhi's in this game, but they needed everybody to score big here tonight, and it just didn't happen. Newfield 54, Delhi 42, 30 seconds to go. Hats off to both these teams on fantastic seasons. If you're in the sectional semifinals, you've done something right in your season. Akins goes 2 for 2. He's got 19 points, and a foul now by Delhi with 29 seconds left for Logan Akins. And this is going to send Josh Wood back to the line. He's got 20 points. So I'm assuming Delhi is going to call off the dogs here on the fouls over the next 29 seconds. But Wood will have another opportunity at the line with a score of 54-43. Wood to the line. First shot is up and good. He's got 21. So Wood started slow but has really caught fire here for the Newfield Trojans. Steps to the line. Second shot up for Wood. Good. Nice looking shot. He's got 22 points. Newfield 56, Delhi 43. Bulldogs lose the ball there. Boykin is fouled with 23 seconds to go. He stole the ball around midcourt, started to take off towards the basket and was fouled there. Good sportsmanship, both teams helping each other up off the floor. And I do have a final. Walton loses 58-52, so Tioga will move on, knocking off one seed Walton. So that is tough there for you Walton Warrior fans. I feel for you. Tioga, the four seed, moves on. If you're a local football fan, you're saying, boy, Tioga, every time. Football, doesn't matter. It's baseball, they've had some great teams the last couple of years. And now basketball knocking off Walton. Second shot. So Boykin goes 1 out of 2, and it's Newfield on top with 23 seconds to go, 57-43. Here's Aloisio at the top of the key. Gets down low. The floater in the lane is off the mark and no good. Rebound here for Newfield and a foul by Tyler Bruce. And Greg Marivic will head to the line. And I promise you, Newfield fans, I'll have his last name correct by Saturday. It's one of my big things. I like to get everybody's name right. I know there's a lot of family and friends out there listening. I make sure I ask and That one just got a little lost in translation for me. So first shot is off the mark and no good here for Moravec. Second shot coming with 16 seconds to go. He's had a great night. He was hot early and helped them build this lead as he's got 13. 58-43 the score. Delhi finally back up to midcourt. Akins with the basketball, wants to toss up a long three. It's short. Rebound for Newfield, 10 seconds to go. And they'll be able to work the clock off here. 5 seconds left now. Our final score will be Newfield 58, Delhi 43. The Trojans are headed back to the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. Post-game show coming up. We'll be right back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's time for our post-game show as GMU and South Courtright will start to warm up here tonight for the second contest. Our final score, once again, Newfield, the top seed here, defeats the four seed Delhi 58-43. Let's go through our scoring summary first for Delhi tonight. 19 points for Connor Akins, 9 for Nate Kraft, 7 for Christian Aloisio, 4 for Alex Haight, 3 for Tyler Bruce, 1 for Rich Lalash. On the other side for Newfield, a game high 22 points from Josh Wood, followed by 13 from Greg Moravec, 10 from Quintel Clements, 7 for LaRon Boykin, and 6 for Jacob Humble. They have a very balanced scoring team. And congratulations to Newfield. The one seed is moving on. Let's do our three awards now. First is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'd like to give that to Josh Wood tonight from Newfield. 22 points. He was outstanding. Got some big buckets when they really needed it. So he gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. For you Newfield fans, we give these out for every game, and each award winner gets a little trophy. So I will make sure that these trophies get out there to you out in Newfield land as Josh Wood is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'll give that tonight to Connor Akins from Delhi. 19 points. I thought he did a lot of that from getting some steals, getting things quickly in transition, and he was the one guy I thought he gave 110% effort tonight for Delhi. We will give him our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Again, Connor Akins from Delhi. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Want to give that tonight here to Quintel Clements. 10 points for the Newfield Trojans. I think he is the all-purpose machine because he just does a little bit of everything. I'm sure he had a double-double. He was great on the glass. I wasn't keeping rebounding stats, but he was fantastic. Did a great job defensively. He was down low on Nate Kraft. So Quintel Clements is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. We'll take a small break. When we come back, we'll have the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. 2 seed, South Courtright. 3 seed, Gilbert Somon Upton coming up. And again, that final score on that Walton game, Tioga, the 4 seed, defeats 1 seed, Walton, 58-52. So that's a tough one tonight for the top seed Walton Warriors. We'll be updating the second game in Class C, which is 6 seed Lansing taking on 7 seed Unadilla Valley. So a full night of basketball ahead. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Main Street Sydney studios. Take about a 10-minute break. We'll come back with the pregame show for GMU and SK. Again, the Delhi boys falling to Newfield 58-43. We'll be back in a few minutes on WCDO.